Good morning. We're continuing Chiyadim Chashavis, and we're learning the Klal Chav Beis, the end of Simin Yud. The Chiyadim tells us that Chayin Ein Sita Skita B'Sar Midaraisa. The same way by Or, there is no din of the Melacha Malabin. That doesn't apply to hair as well. So the same way you're allowed to soak Or without it being considered kibbutz, you're allowed to soak hair. The same way you're allowed to, I'm not concerned about the issur of schita by or, I'm concerned about the issur of schita by sar. We did say that, however, there is an issur of being mesachsek zel ze, a klishal or, there is a problem with meshafshet zel tzad ze. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, that's going to be Oster by Sarah as well. According to the Chayotim, excuse me, it's going to be Oster by Sarah as well. And the Chayotim says, Ein Schita by Sarah Amir Raisa. That seems to indicate there is Schita by Sarah Amir Rabbonon. What is the source for this Rambam? Now, it's interesting, the presentation of the Chayotim, it seems to be the exact opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes, in Rosh Shabbos, the Rambam tells us, beginning of Perek Tes, there's no schita by sar, and who did there's no by or, one is not chayv on the schita, and that's true. But there is an issur rabbanon. Is the Rambam saying ein chayv al schita? So it means there is an issur rabbanon. But the Rambam starts out with Ein Schita Besar, and he goes from there to Ein Schita by Or. And the Chayyim presents it in the opposite direction. There's no Schita by Or, and then there's no Schita by Sar. Why does the Rambam start from this direction? Because the Magen Mishnah over there actually says, what is the source of the Rambam? The source of the Rambam of Ein Schita Besar is a Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Ches, where the Gemara indicates that there's Ein Schita Besar. We're talking about a scenario where a woman is giving birth. So there's the heter of skelos of oshes. However, whenever it's possible to minimize the malacha, one should do so. Just to clarify that point, let me say that again. That in a case of an immediate emergency, one should not try to minimize the malacha. A person should do the malacha in the best possible way to save the person's life, and not hesitate in a case where there's a sakana, but we don't have the concept of the acute emergency, the time is of the essence. Then there's a concept, one should try to minimize the yisr. So the more talks about that in the context of women's yuletis. So yuletis is considered sakana tavoshis. With that being said, it's not necessarily in the moment. If we prolong the process by a minute or two, it's not going to make a difference in regards to the level of sakana for the woman. So one is mechuyav to do so. So more talks about how do we transport through Rosh Hashanah Rabban the items that the yoletis needs. One example being oil. There was oil which was needed to soothe the area and help the process, and that was considered a mutter to do on Shabbos because of sakana. But how do we get it there? How do we minimize the error of getting the shaman to her? So Mor says, no problem. Stick it. Her neighbor, or her friend, can soak the oil into their hair. Then they will travel to Rabban, and the oil that was in the hair is bottled to the hair. And then they get to the place where the yoletis is, and she squeezes out her hair, and voila, we have the oil to use. So Zemora says, well, what about schita? Zemora says, ain't schita besar. There's no din of schita by hair. Now this case is a case of sakana, so we're allowing one to do so. In a case was not a sakana, one is also to do so, because of the issur d'rabbanan of schita. But the more it's clear that it's not the raisa, that's why it's called minimizing the avera. be the right, so how do you minimize the Avera? So the answer is it's only also Rabbanan. So we have a klal of Enschita Basar, and the Rambam then proceeds to say that that's true by Or as well. The Magen Mishnah does not give a source for how we know Enschita by Or. And the Bir Halacha Nishmas Adam grapple with what is the source for that. But in regards to Sar, we have a rule in Enschita Basar, and therefore it's only also Rabbanan to do so, but it is also Rabbanan. We'll clarify more of the halachas of this message in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.